Today is July 23, 1978. The descendants of Nicholas Sherhart and Catherine Meyer are meeting at Kinney Park for a General Sherhart reunion, the first reunion to be held since 1939 or 1940. Nicholas Sherhart came to Texas in 1844 on a Castro ship, the Norwegian. His wife Catherine had come on the ship Ocean in 1844 also. Catherine and Nicholas married 7th of February, 1846. They had 11 children. The descendants of these 11 children are meeting today.
We're honored to be involved with the Sherharts in some way or another. We're honored to have a descendant from Nicholas Sherhart, who is a nun, who is going to lead us in prayer. It's Sister Roseanne Rankin.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless the food which we are about to partake. We ask you especially to bless all those here present today, and we thank you for this wonderful opportunity for all of us to be together today. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
None that opened this thing in prayer. We've heard that we've even had a Sherhart that was a hobo, and we've had some that we have a lot of politicians, and we got a politician here to open up and welcome you to Castro. He's the mayor pro tem of the city council of the city of Castro. Lynn?
I'm like that guy in that commercial. I still don't know what they asked me to do this for. Anyway, in behalf of the city of Castroville and all the folks who put this thing together, and I'm sure it took a lot of hours of work, I welcome all you with Nicholas and Catherine Sherhart here today. It's really a treat to see so many people turn out. And is everybody having a good time? Good. Now I'm going to turn this thing back over to the politicians, because I'm really not a politician. And if everybody don't know Leon, he opened this program. He's the commissioner here in Precinct 2 of Medina County.
Don't let Lynn kid you about not being a politician, because he can work his way around. Somebody the other day wondered about, you know, what a Sherhart was. What was your idea about being a Sherhart? True example of what you think a Sherhart should be. I think the guy that's going to come to the podium next is probably as close to what we feel is a middle-of-the-road Sherhart that I know of. A guy that I've looked up to all my life and tried to pattern my life after. A Sherhart is a guy, I think, that talks out of the middle of his mouth. I've never heard a Sherhart that talks out of both sides of his mouth. He'll stand up in the front of you and he'll tell you just exactly what he thinks and how he feels. I have done this all my life, and I found it is the best way to do it, and Blackie has also done this. A Sherhart is also a guy that's always willing to help in his church doings and his town's doings. Blackie has always had a hand in Castroville and the schools and whatever went on out there. Whatever had to be done, Blackie was always there to do it. Another thing with Sherharts, do not lie. Maybe some of the younger people have learned how to do this, but down through the fourth generation, that's one thing that we've never done. Blackie and I is going to give you a short rundown on a little history on Nicholas Sherhart and a rundown on the first 11. I want to give you Mr. Sherhart, Blackie Sherhart.
I can't hardly call it that because I don't deserve all that he said in the first place, and I know there's a lot better speakers than I am. But I want to tell you about a Sherhart that was called to go to a convention right quick, and he picked up his secretary and says, "We've only got 2 hours to catch the plane, we've got to go." So they picked up and got on the plane, and off they went, and we got to the convention city. No rooms, couldn't find any. Hotels were all booked. So finally they got to the last hotel, and he says, "We have one room with two beds." So he told his secretary, well, would you share the room with me and two beds? She said, well, certainly would. You're the boss. So they took the room, and about 12 o'clock, his secretary woke up and said, Mr. Sherhart, would you mind getting up and open the window? It's getting a little cool in here. He said, would you mind being my wife for about a few minutes? She said, oh, no, I wouldn't. I'd enjoy that immensely. He said, well, get up and close it yourself. So anyway, we're going to go on with this and don't want to be overbearing, but really happy to see so many turn out here, and it does my heart good to see so many Sherharts. I know there's not half of them here, but circumstances will always be that way, that they all came to come. But I want to give you a little history on Nicholas Sherhart. Nicholas Sherhart was born in the little town of Obersulzbach. Today, since the French have taken over the Alsace, it's called Soplahoe. And he was baptized in the church there in 1814. And his father was Peter Sherhart, and his mother was Elizabeth Lutenbuehler, whose mother was a Sherhart. But in the marriage certificate there in the church, it said, no dispensation required, not related. So we went further back to Peter's father and mother, and they were both Sherharts. So the same thing, it also said, no dispensation required, not related. So the little town of Soplahoe and all around there, Soplahoe, Rhoda, it was at one time was mostly Sherharts, because on the register in the church registrar where I went through with this priest, over half of the baptisms on every page were Sherharts, over half of them. And today the little town where he left is probably smaller than it was when he lived there. We have a postcard there today of Soplahoe, and there's not many homes there yet, probably 200 inhabitants. And the homes there are from 200, 300, 400 years old. And the church, the one part of it was started in 1100, year 1100. But at one time, after 1674, that was a 30-year war, the French finally acquired Alsace from Austria after 30-year war, and there was nothing left in Alsace. It was completely devastated. And the King Louis XVI, invited the immigrants from the neighboring countries to come and resettle Alsace. And this priest told me that he knows definitely that the Sherharts all came from Zurich, Switzerland, after the 30-year war, and settled around this little town of Soplahoe and Rhoda and Soplahoe. And that when you go over there, you can tell what part of Alsace you come from. When I went over there, they told me you come from the Upper Rhine, because I spoke the way I speak. And when you go further north, you come to where the settlers came from Germany, from the Black Forest over there. They speak a little different else as we do. And you go further up the Rhine, they came from Holland. And that's where they resettled ever 1674. But all the people from Alsace mostly are descendants from Switzerland, Germany, or Holland. So I want to, at this time, I have to recognize my aunt Clara and my cousin Laura, for they are responsible that we are here today. Well, I'd like to give them a hand. They're the ones that instigated this, started all this last year, and finally we got here today. So, I'd like to go down. The oldest son was Joseph Sherhart. He had six children. And today, we have 60 descendants of Joe Sherhart here, according to the count. There might be more, they haven't registered. And Joe Sherhart was the oldest one of the family. Nicholas died 3 months before Katie was born. So, and he was in the freighting business. He had a wagon train. So when he died, Joseph took over the wagon train, and he and Edward and one of the other boys would take the three wagons out. Now the next one is Sebastian. There's 104 descendants here. Sebastian was the youngest one. And he was stayed at home while the others made the living. And he was, I knew him real well. I knew Sebastian about as well as I did pretty near my grandpa, because he lived right next door to my grandpa. And I had the misfortune of one day having an accident that Uncle Sebastian was involved in. And I didn't sleep for 4 nights. I had an accident where the radius rod on a little Model G truck came off, and I couldn't steer it no more, and it run right into him against the wall. And I thought I had injured him real bad, but he made it, and he lived long after that, which I was grateful for. Now, he has 104, and I'm quite sure there's some more of those not here. And Edward was the third oldest. Edward was the one that went with Joe all the time on the wagon train. They freighted from here to El Paso, and one night at Fort McCavitt, when they were camping that night, they were attacked by the Indians trying to get their mules and horses that they had. And Joe and Edward were the two older than my grandfather. Louis was 15 years old. He was on that trip. And Louis R. was on that trip too. They had 4 wagons, so ours had one. But anyway, Uncle Ed shot the chief, and they were quiet after that. And the next morning when they went to gather the horses, the way my grandpa told me, they found the chief laying about 200 yards from their camp. And when the chief got hit, the others all took off. This way I got it. Now, there might be different stories, and I stand to be corrected if so. Now, the next was Leo. Now, Leo has 55 descendants, and I know there's more than 55 in his family. That's... Oh, here's approximate living account. That's what's here today. Leo has 350 living descendants. Now, Leo was a... He was a constable here. I knew him well. He rode horseback every day. He had his little ranch up here at Three Points, just north of the highway. And he rode up there every morning and every evening to look after his cattle or just pass time away. And he had his left arm shot off while he was a law officer here in Castroby. They claimed some boys from Bandera. They got in a squabble and they took his gun away from him and shot his left arm off. The next one is Henry Sherhart. He has 220 living descendants, and today there is 147. Let's give him a hand. Henry was the fifth man in the family. Boy, he was a brother to Nicholas. Now, Henry, I knew him. He lived, he died, I wasn't too old, but I can very well remember him. He lived only about 2 blocks from our home. He was married to, he was married to my grandmother's sister first, and then later he married Miss Nagin. And he was a very kind man. He was always generous. I thought he was one of the kinder men in the town at his time. Yeah, I know. Now, next one is Nicholas. He was a twin to Henry. Now, Nicholas I didn't know so well. I knew when they lived down in the Chicon Creek, because they lived too far away in them days, we didn't get around. If you couldn't walk there, you didn't get there. But anyway, he has his living descendants are 105, and we have, let's see, Nick has 25 here. So, but at one time, he was a jailer in Honda for Medina County. And he was married to Rankin, Mrs. Rankin. He had one child, George, and then later on he married Miss Louisa Lesberg and had eight more children. Now, he was a twin brother to Henry, and they died within a month of each other. Now, Louis Sherhart was my grandfather, and he was married to Louisa R., who was a sister to Henry R.'s wife. And Louis Sherhart has 165 living descendants, and there are 113 here today. Now, Louis Sherhart, I remember him real well, because he'd come by the house, and I was a little boy, about once a week, and I had to go fishing with him up on the river. We'd camp out at nights, We didn't have no boat. I had to swim across the river to swim the trot lines over. And he kept me awake all night stirring up toddies. And by morning, he was usually pretty well organized. And he always had dry sausage. He'd eat dry sausage and toddies all night long. The next one is Caroline Jaggy. I do remember her, but she died in 1914 or 15. I was young, but I still remember her. And she married Amon Jaggy, who was one of the finest men I ever knew. I knew him real well. And Caroline was a real devoted mother and raised a nice family, and they have living descendants of 85. And there are today here represented 33. Now, the Shearhart brothers were real fond of their brother-in-laws, because Amon Jaggy was a real good brother-in-law, because if they needed help, he could do it. And they could go there when they need a little tide-over money, and Amon Jaggy would let them have it, and no notes necessary. They agreed on a date, and that was, word was their bond. Then was August. Sure, he only has 33 living descendants. He only had one son that was married, and his 62 living descendants, and 33 are here today, so that's a good average. I knew him, he lived the longest, I think, here in Castleville, and I knew him real well. If you needed advice, you could go down to the office, and he'd give it to you. Usually correct, too. And he was county commissioner for 14 terms. They never did beat him. They tried, but they never could beat him. And he's the one that built the first bridge over the Medina River, that big bridge. And it cost $22,000. And today it would cost $500,000. And he sat at that bridge every day while it was being built. Now, Emil is the next. I never knew Emil because he died in San Antonio. He's the only one that moved away from here when he was young. He has living, but he was the dude of the family, I think. And he has 64 living living descendants. And today we have seven attending here. Now, Emil was the only boy that left Castleville at a young age. He was the youngest son, and he was the first one to die. I think they sent him to Baltimore, and them days they called it tumor, but it's probably cancer. So he died real young. And the last one is Ann Cady. Ann Cady has 152 living descendants, and today there are 8 living descendants here. Now, Ann Cady married Willie Rankin, but I never know him as Willie. They called him War Eagle. I asked Burton today why they called him War Eagle, and he don't know either. But that was his nickname. Everybody called him War Eagle. And he was a jolly good feller. And I tell you, Ann Cady Rankin raised as nice a girl as you ever laid eyes on. I'm sorry they were all related to me. And they had 5 in the 3rd generation in the Rankin family. Miss Cook, Misty Grove, Hilda. Yeah. Well, I'm going to let Liam do that. Now, that's all I'm going to say, because I'm getting a little hoarse and not good at doing this. So I thank you all for listening. I'm going to turn it over to Leon, and he has some interesting facts and things here to show you. Thank you for listening.
You don't know the odd thing. The stories you have all the time about the Shearhart, all they do is argue and fuss and fight. You know, here it is, it's 3 minutes after 2, and I haven't seen an argument here yet today. Not one. What's the matter with you, Shearhart? Names, all of the people that are on these shorts. We can't make you stand because we have too many people still standing in the aisles. So we're going to ask you to please raise your hand. All the direct descendants of Joe Shearhart, please raise your hand. That blue tag, please raise your hand.
Where's the number?
About 60 of them here were here today out of 165. Sebastian Shearhart, please raise your right hand. We have about 100 and, Sebastian, we have 104 of them registered here today. Just one hand, not two hands. All right, the Ed Shearhart. Ed Shearhart, there's 40 of them here today, 40 of them. That don't look like 40. Where are all the Ed Shearharts? Now I can see more hands. Leo? Leo Shearhart. There were 350 out of Leo, and there's 55 here today. Leo Shearhart, 55. Don't look like that many hands, but I guess it is. Maybe some of them are not listening. Why don't we all listen and just put up our hands? Come on, Shearhart, let's get with the program here, just a few minutes. Henry Shearhart, there's 220 in all, and today there's 147 here. 147, Henry, put up your hands. Boy, old Henry's all around us, ain't it? I won't say nothing about the Henry Shearhart family. There are too many, and the old saying, too, is don't pick on one Shearhart because you'll have them all on you, so I'm not going to say nothing about them. We have Nick Shearhart. There's 105 in all, and there's 25 here today. Nick Shearhart, Nick. Here are some Nicks right over here. 25 of them here today. Then we have Louis Shearhart. There's 165 in all. Now, these numbers are just approximate. We don't know if they're exactly. We need the Nick Shearharts, and there's how many here? 20. No, I'm Louis Shearhart. I'm sorry. Louis Shearhart, there's 113 here out of 165, and that's real good. That's probably the best percentage here today. The Louis Shearhart. Well, I can understand now. They got 1 year on us. They had a little reunion last year, and they made it off. They're all going to be here this day. That's why they got some. Caroline, the Jaggies, they're 85 in all, and now there's 33 of them here from the Jaggie family. August Shearhart, 52 in all, and there's 33 here today. 33, August. Emil Shearhart, there were 64 in all. There's 15 of them here today. Please put up your hand, all 15 of you. And I understand they're all Texas Aggies. Well, one thing I say about the Shearharts, wherever I go, they say, are you kin to this or kin to that one? I say, I claim them all. It don't make any difference what. You just take them all, and we'll take the Aggies too. They're pretty good people. Now we have Katie Rankin. There's 152 in all. And today, I don't know how many are here. I don't think we have an accurate count. Katie Rankin, please hold up your hand. I don't think we have the right count here. There's about 15 of them here. Oh, that's good. Right now, there's not too many of the third generation that are still with us. There should be about nine of them, I believe. Nine or ten. Third generation. Well, they might not all be. Archie Jack, let's start at the top. Burton and Shearhart. Della Bentley. Clara. Don't know how to pronounce the name, Clara. Anton Shearhart, I know you're here. Ernest Shearhart. Where is Ernest Shearhart? He's not here today. Archie Jaggy. Willie Cook. Yes. Burton and Rankin, he's here. Clara DeGroat. Clara DeGroat, is she here? Hilda Heagley. Is there any more that are the third generation from the Nicholas Shearhart? Okay. There seems to be quite a few people who would like to take a picture of these people that are here. Yes, next. We have 7 of the 10 here today, 7 of the 10. Blood in them, we know that. And all you gotta do is look at them. You can tell they got that sheer hard blood in them. All right, everybody.
War Eagle, Pertman Rankin, Pertman Sherhart, Anton Sherhart, Clara, Shapransky, Bella Bender.
At this point, there was a malfunction in the recorder, and the ensuing parts of the program were not recorded. I will try to recap what was said to the best of my notes and my memory. The oldest living generation at this reunion in 1978 was the third, or the grandchildren, of Nicholas and Catherine. Of 10 known, 7 grandchildren were present. The oldest living third generation is Clara DeGroat, 85, who resides in a nursing home in Hondo. She was not present. The oldest third generation present was Anton Sherhart, who is 79. Clara is a descendant of Katie Sherhart and William Rankin, and Anton is a descendant of Nick Sherhart and Louise Lisberg. The 7 direct third generation descendants, together with widows and widowers of third generation, totaled 21. The oldest person present at the reunion was Olga Habe Sherhart, widow of Bonnie Sherhart. Recognizing the youngest descendant present, Misty Frazier, daughter of Robert and Debbie Frazier. Debbie is the daughter of Irvin Sherhart, a descendant of the Lewis Sherhart branch. Having the largest family present was a tie. Maurice and Mary Pettibon and Leonard and Shirley Sherhart of San Antonio both had 8 children. Mary Sherhart Pettibon is the daughter of Helmer Sherhart and a descendant of the Henry Sherhart branch. Leonard, son of Alan Sherhart, is a descendant of the Emil Sherhart branch. Coming the farthest distance were several people from out of state. Troy Weiss of Los Angeles, California. Les Sherhart from Arizona. Willie Sherhart from Atlanta, Georgia. And coming the farthest was Chris Mangold, son of Carl Mangold and Fran Mangold. Chris is a double descendant of Nicholas Sherhart, being the son of Carl, who was killed in the Vietnam War several years ago. Carl is the son of Earl and Johanna Mangold and a descendant of the Joseph Sherhart branch. His mother, Fran, is the daughter of Norval Mangold and Ruby Sherhart, a descendant of the Lois Sherhart branch. Fran has remarried and has other children. Newest married couple was Todd and Peggy Klump, who have been married about 2 months. Acting as Master of Ceremonies today was Leon Sherhart. Leon is Precinct 2 Commissioner of Medina County and is the son of Sam Sherhart and Loreen Warnett and the grandson of August Sherhart. Lynn Sherhart, Mayor Pro Tem of Castroville, gave the welcome address. Lynn is the son of Rudolph Sherhart and Clara Mann and a descendant of the Lewis Sherhart branch. Delivering the historical sketch was Ralph Sherhart, son of Ed A. Sherhart and Cecilia Heiser, and a descendant of the Lewis Sherhart branch also. Other people involved in the planning and of the 1978 Shearhart reunion, were Clara Mann Shearhart and Laura Shearhart Youngman, Minning, who conceived the idea of having a General Shearhart reunion in 1977 and were responsible for starting in the planning and carrying out these plans for this 1978 reunion. Wilfred and Maudie Shearhart and Mary Shearhart Burrell, they were in charge of arranging the seating. Ethel Stiving Shearhart, wife of Marion, or Billy the Cleaner, was in charge of registration. Pat Shearhart, wife of Marvin Shearhart, recorded the program. Connie Reen made the ancestral chart and historical information display. Many others assisted in many different ways. Registration was held for each of the 11 branches with identifying tags of a different color for each branch. Today, in 1978, we estimate there are approximately 1,700 living descendants of Nicholas and Catherine Shearhart. Present at the reunion were over 800 people, of which there were direct descendants approximately 575. Some facts about the Nicholas and Catherine Shearhart family. Nicholas and Catherine were married by Lewis Hoof in Castroville in 1846. 11 children survived this marriage. It is believed that they had one more child named Michael, who died at birth, either 7th or 8th in line. Henry and Nicholas were twins and both died in 1918, about 1 month apart, at age 62. Henry and Louis married sisters, Mary Anna and Louisa R. Joe and Edward were married on the same day, both married Youngmans, but the girls were not sisters. Nicholas, the father, died in 1866, a victim of cholera. Nicholas and Catherine were buried in St. Louis Cemetery. Katie, the youngest child, was born several months after her father died. Catherine lived to 1890. Of the 11 children, Emil, the youngest boy and the second youngest child, died at the earliest age. He died in 1914 at age 50, 1 year after a large Shearhart reunion. Joe, the oldest child, lived to be the oldest. He was 93 when he died in 1940. Edward, the Indian slayer, lived to be 92, and he died in 1943. The last child to die was August, who died in 1949. Portions of this side of the tape are audible. There is a speech by Reuben Shearhart and an additional short speech by Leon Shearhart. However, the rest of the tape is mostly inaudible. There are some parts that can be heard very dimly. The additional information added to the recorded tape were done by Connie Reen in August 1978.
Get-togethers. So, I think the Georgia's got it. I mean, the South Carolina's got it. 1,600 miles. I appreciate meeting all of you. To you, sometimes it has to be over the telephone because I can't get around. I can't travel far enough to see you. I have been to other places, to Houston, Elvin, and Castroville, and I'm in La Paz, Devine, and various other places. and I intend going and getting to other places. I've been through cemeteries, I've talked to people, been at home. Everybody's been nice to me and generous and offered a lot of information. Sometimes I think it's on a personal basis. A lot of the information I get that I really don't ask for, I treat as confidential. I ask you, though, to help me because it is a big project. I can't do it all myself. I am getting all the Cheerheart, the Nicholas Cheerheart descendants all in one book. I have two other projects. One is to work on my own genealogy. That is an inverse or funnel-shaped thing where you have your parents, your grandparents, great-grandparents, and so on up the line. The other one is an inverted form, where you have one man and all his descendants. I'm working on two of them, the Nicholas Cheerheart and the Andre Breeden family. They are all tied together at various points, starting with the first family. The Leslie Cheerheart, the Charlie Cheerheart group here from Arizona, they're tied into the Breeden family way back. They are here and interested in gathering information from their Pauline Breeden descendants. I have several of them, 9 boys and 2 girls to work from. There actually was a 10th or a 12th child. I also intend getting information from them. I need your information, your help. I have 3 daughters who are passing on letters with my address on it, pieces of paper with my address on it. I appreciate your sending information to me concerning your full name, who you married, who your children are, their full names, their birth dates. The dates, all I need is a complete birth date, a complete marriage date, and if it applies at that date. And I'm interested in all children, whether they actually live to maturity or not, because I feel I take a religious viewpoint on this also. If they're up in heaven, they'll want to know why their name is not in that little book. So I want to get all the names out for all the Cheerheart descendants. I appreciate having not only Cheerhearts here, but all the others. Whether that's a Keller, a Bieger, a Haby, or whatever. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy hearing from you. And I know I'll have a lot of work to do. And I know many of you will also have a lot of work to do. Finding dates and names, and I appreciate your help in getting it all together. I will not be able to get the book together unless all of you sort of pitch in and with your little bit, help me. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Reuben. Reuben is doing an outstanding job, and I think we should really get with him and really try to help him. So that is a big job, and he cannot get this job done unless we all pitch in. Now, I don't think that's too much trouble for everybody to take their little family and put it together and help him out as much as possible. I think that's all that I have. It's been an honor for me to be able to get up here and talk. I guess you noticed that Cheerhearts, they do have, they can talk and they like to talk, but it's nothing wrong with that either. So if nobody else has anything else they want to bring up here this afternoon, we enjoy being here. We hope you enjoy it. And if you stop by myself or Connie or somebody who has some ideas on what we should do in the future, how often, and if you want to help or whatever, well, please stop by and let us know. Give us your thoughts, and we will do what we can. Thank you a lot.